This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Food around the nation, they do that. Alhamdulillah, this year our outreach team has partnered with them and invited them to do the packing here at EPIC. So we will be hosting approximately 900 volunteers from different faiths, all different faiths, coming to EPIC on September 19th to pack 100,000 boxes. Takbir, this is a major exposure. This is something that we have been looking for, to show our other communities what we stand for and what are we, how can we help with this? How can we help for this? There is sponsorship that they're looking for. If you're interested in sponsoring a table, you can do so. There is a flyer that we have sent out today, different amounts. But if you want to, if one of you want to sponsor a table, there are different levels, please contact Muhammad Javed Isa, Brother Javed Isa, to get more details, inshallah, and then go through EPIC, if possible, to get that sponsorship, inshallah. September 19th, it's a major achievement, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على Allahu Akbar, Allah.
MashaAllah, before we start, can you please move forward and fill up the spaces? There's a lot of brothers standing outside.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. A crime that is committed by many of us, if not all of us. Brothers, sisters, young, old, seniors, everybody, almost committing this crime. And this crime, if neglected, will lead to more crimes. This crime is not punished by police or by federal or family court. This crime is punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this crime is wasting time. Wasting time. Time in our life is so precious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Azeem, himself swore by it in the Quran in many places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal asr, wal layl, wal nahar, wal subh, wal duha, wal fajr. All these are times, and Allah azza wa jal swore by the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the hadith is in Bukhari, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two blessings where many people do not take advantage of, many people do not appreciate, many people take for granted health and spare time. And the word مغبون in Arabic, الغبن, يعني الغبن معناه بيع الشيء الثمين بسعر رخيص. غبن, the word that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, it means selling something very precious for something very cheap. If one of us loses money, they will be enraged. If they lose someone dear to them, they will be filled with grief. But subhanallah, when it comes to losing time, which is a part of us, we don't feel anything. What does it mean that time is a part of us? Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامْ كُلَّمَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمْ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكْ O son of Adam, you are nothing but few days, and every day that passes by, a part of you is gone. So when the time is being wasted, my part of me is gone for waste without being of any benefit. The delusion about spare time is the idea that there is time to spare. In reality, there's no time to waste. We will be questioned about every single second of every minute, of every hour, of every day. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه. The feet of the son of Adam will not move on the day of judgment until and unless he's questioned, what did he do with his life? There are three characteristics of time. First, it is the most precious thing in our life. No one on earth can tell you, I want to give you 5 days of my life. And you cannot give anyone even a minute of your life. Second, it goes by so fast. We were in a gathering the other day, and this question always come up, how long you've been in the U.S.? Some brothers, 20, 30, 40. One brother said 55 years. But one thing was in common. They all said it was just like yesterday. Every grandfather here, he would look back and say, I was just a father. I just graduated. Time goes by so fast, ya akhwan. Third, time never comes back. If all mankind gather to bring Salat al-Fajr today back, they won't be able to. Whatever passes, it's done, it's gone. Like Al-Hasan al-Basri again, he said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمْ إِلَّا وَيَقُولْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَنَا يَوْمٌ جَدِيدٌ وَعَلَىٰ عَمَلِكَ شَهِيدٌ فَاغْتَنِمْنِي فَإِنِّي لَا أَعُودْ إِلَّا لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. O son of Adam, every day, the day itself says, O son of Adam, I am a new day, and I am witness on what you do. So take advantage of me because I won't be back till the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, how much time do we waste on a daily basis? How much time do we waste on social media? There was a study, recent study made in 2020. They found out the average American spend 3 hours a day on social media. My brothers and sisters, husbands are complaining about their wives. One husband told me he checked his wife's status on WhatsApp. It said she spent on that day 5 hours on WhatsApp in one day. Wives are telling me, Sheikh, I don't have to worry about a second wife. My husband is married to his phone. He spends all the time. He comes home, and when we expect to sit down with him and have some family time, he's on his phone. We waste so much time checking WhatsApp and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the social media. You have 20 groups. You want to make sure what message was sent to every group, and then you want to check all your friends, what did they post, and you want to comment, and then you want to see how many people liked your comment. Subhanallah, how much time is wasted? While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Allahu Akbar. We always recite this ayat. You know what it means? When you finish your ibadat, stand up and do optional ibadat. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. He did not say, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَالْعَبْ. And I don't want anybody to think that, oh, Shaykh, we're going to spend all our time reading Quran and do. No, I'm not saying that. We can have some time, moderation, which is the foundation of our deen. And to request our teenagers to drop all social media, it's really unrealistic. And we reached an age, it's impossible to tell your 15, 16 year old, drop all social media. But my dear, beloved young brother and young sister, let's make a deal. With every hour you spend on social media, 10 minutes to hear something beneficial. 10 minutes. You spend 1 hour watching this and that. 10 minutes, listen to a short lecture. Listen even to anything productive for humanity. It does not have to be with the deen. But all day long, jokes, and this guy fell, and this guy this, and wallahi, ya akhwan, we will be questioned about every single day, every single moment. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established Islam in 23 years. In 23 years, a very short period of time, everything from which hand to eat with, to how to rule a country and everything in between, how to do business, regulation of divorce, inheritance, everything was detailed in just 23 years. The Sahaba, what was their main question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Rasulullah, ma ahab al-a'mal ila Allah? What is the most beloved actions to Allah? Because Ya Rasulullah, time is too short. Tell me what Allah loves the most. I want to do what He loves the most. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he died in his early 40s. And in that short period of time, he was able to produce books that we are still studying till today. We all know the 40 Nawawi. We all know the most translated book on earth, Riyad al-Saliheen. And when he was asked, Ya Imam, why didn't you get married? He said, why nobody reminded me? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said something very profound. He said, ضَيَاعِ الْوَقْتْ أَشَدْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ لِأَنَّ الْمَوْتِ يَحْجُبُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَضَيَاعِ الْوَقْتْ يَحْجُبُكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. He said, wasting time is worse than death, because death distances you from people, but wasting time distances you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, the famous student of Abu Hanifa, his student is saying, I walked in him and he was on his deathbed. He was on his deathbed and he was in coma, getting conscious and unconscious. And when he got conscious, he said to his student, what do you think is better, throwing a stone while you are riding or while you are walking? Jamarat in Hajj. He's on his deathbed. And the narrator of the story, he said, on my way out, I heard his family crying. He passed. Till the last second, they were taking advantage of their time. Ibn Aqil al-Hanbali, rahimullah, he was asked, why is your main food is water and biscuits? He said, because bread and meat take a lot of time to chew. I can read few ayahs in that time. I can make few tasbih in that time. Allahu Akbar. People that understood the meaning of time. أدركت أقواما كانوا على أوقاتهم أشد حرصا منكم على دنانيركم. I have met people that are more cautious about their time than you about your money. One of the problems that we always face, Ya Akhwan, is procrastination, tasweef. I will do this when I graduate, when I get married, when I have my first child, when I come back from Hajj, when Ramadan is finished, when, as if we have a guarantee that I'm going to live to witness these things. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, إِذَا قَالَ إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ لَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ لَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When you wake up in the morning, do not wait for the evening. Yani you're not guaranteed you're going to live to the evening. Whatever you can do in the morning, do it, because you have no guarantee you're going to make it to the evening. And if you lived in the evening, do not wait for the morning. You have no clue if you are going to make it. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow, I have no control. It's a dream. All I have is now. All I have is now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, said, ayah that we all know by heart, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, my salat, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, is this the case? Is that the case? For me and for you. Is my life, my business, my raising of my children, my treatment to my wife, my everything, is it really for the sake of Allah? And if I die, will my death be for the sake of Allah? My brothers and sisters, we gather every single Jumu'ah to hear a khutbah and to get charged. Wallahi, there's no ayat, no new ayat are revealed and no new hadith are released. It's the same thing. All we are doing, akhwan, is وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them, hopefully, inshallah, the reminder will benefit the believers. May Allah make us all from the believers. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. What is our duties toward time? First, let's hold ourselves accountable every single day. One of the main things that will make me take advantage of time is to know that there is a day of hisab, right? If I know that there is a day of hisab, that means I have to report about everything I've done. The boss told you, here's $100, go spend it, and come back and tell me, what did you spend it on? You have to be careful about every single penny. So knowing that there is a day of hisab, it will help me immensely in taking advantage of every single moment, knowing that I am going to be accountable. Like Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, I never regretted anything as my regret over a day in which the sun sets and my lifespan decreased while my a'mal have not increased. That's the only thing I regret. So remembering that there is accountability will help us take advantage and appreciate time. Second, let's organize our time. We live now ashwa'i, haphazardly. Time for yourself, time for your family, ya akhwan. Time for your family. Spend time with your wife, spend time with your husband, spend time with your children. Listen to them. Wallahi, every single moment that goes by, you will regret it. Ask every father. There's a brother of us who's very close, alhamdulillah, and his daughter's getting married. He said, when? When did this happen? How fast they grow. Enjoy the 7-year-old. Enjoy that 9-year-old. It's not coming back. That innocence. You will miss it. Wallahi, you will miss it. Enjoy it as much as you can. Spend time with them. Your body has a right upon you. Everything has a right on you. And third, take advantage of every single moment. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to take advantage of 5 before 5. Very famous hadith. Take advantage of your life before your death. Take advantage of your health before you get sick. Take advantage of your wealth before you become poor. And take advantage of your youth before you become old. And take advantage of your free time before you get busy. Subhanallah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in an ayah that we recite every Friday. Ya akhwan, we don't want to be from the people who will be said, or who will say, Rabbi irji'un. Ya Allah, bring me back. We don't want to be from the people who say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I have done more for this hayat, the hayat of the akhirah. I wish I have done more. The ayah we recite every Friday. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Allahu Akbar. And you see the evil doers, the wrong doers. they will stand on the day of judgment with their heads down and they say, Ya Allah, we see Jahannam, we see it right now, we hear its noise, its sound. Ya Allah, bring us back. Now we are muqinoon, we have yaqeen that it does exist. Ya Akhwan, let's take advantage before these moments come. Look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, 100 times, hadith in Sahih Muslim, 1,000 hasana. Subhanallah, 100 times, 2 minutes, 1,000 hasana. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, 10 times, a mansion in Jannah, 2 minutes. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, 100 times, 2 minutes. All your minor sins are forgiven, even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. Visiting the sick, 70,000 angels making dua for you. You come to a janaza, one qirat as big as the mountain of Uhud of Hasanat. 35 seconds, 1 minute, Salat al-Janaza. A mountain of Hasanat, mountain. Look at this, all the Hasanat are all over. We are the one who are lazy. I don't know, we act as if Jannah is in my pocket, it's guaranteed. While the Sahaba who were guaranteed Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the last moment, Umar used to say, if someone called from the heaven and said everybody is going to Jannah except one, I would think it's me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the best a'mal adwamuha wa in qal. The best deeds are the ones, even they are small, but they are continuous. Yani instead of praying one night a week or a month all night long, 5 minutes a day is better than whole night. Consistency. And listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this beautiful hadith, how he told us to take advantage of time. Hadith is in Musnad Ahmad. إِنْ قَامَتِ السَّاعَةِ وَبِيَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ ثَسِيلَةِ فَإِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ أَلَّا يَقُومْ حَتَّى يَغْرُسَهَا فَلْيَفْعَلْ. This hadith blows my mind. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if the hour came, this is an exaggeration of time. If the hours took place, the sun is gone, the ocean is on fire, the hour is taking place. And Rasulullah ﷺ, you have a fasila. If you look the meaning of fasila, it's a very, very small plant. So this is exaggeration on the size of the amal. If the hour is coming or came and you have a fasila in your hand and you have an opportunity to plant it. Ya Rasulullah, the hour is here, nobody's going to benefit. This is exaggeration to show us that The hour is not here yet, so you can do a lot, not only a fasila. Subhanallah, that shows us how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to take advantage of time. The hour is coming and you have a small plant, plant it. One of the things that will remind us of taking advantage of time is one beautiful short ayah. Inna ila rabbika ar-ruja. Inna ila rabbika ruja. To your Lord, you will return. To Allah, we will return. And as a believer, when I return, that means I have to report. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a grave. I will finish with this hadith. So he said, من صاحب هذا القبر؟ قالوا فلان. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, ركعتان أحب إلى هذا من بقية دنياكم. Wallahi, this hadith does not make me and you strive to take advantage of every single moment. I don't know what will. Rasulullah ﷺ passed by a grave. He was with the Sahaba and he asked, who does this grave belong to? They said, Fulan, so and so. Then Rasulullah ﷺ made an important, extremely important statement. He said, two rak'ahs for the man in this grave is better, is more beloved to him than the whole dunya. What does that mean? It means if this person in the grave was given the opportunity to come back, and he was told, you will own the whole dunya or pray two rak'ah. You will own the whole dunya, not $1 million, not $1 billion. You will own the whole dunya or pray two rak'ah. He will choose two rak'ah. My brother, my sister that neglect their salat, there are people in the graves that wish they would come back just to say subhanallah, just to say alhamdulillah, just to donate $1, just to pray two rak'ah, just to hug their parents, just to hug their children. Please, please, my dear brothers and sisters, let's make a schedule. How can we take advantage of every single moment? Yesterday, a brother of ours, 20 years of age, 20 years old. Many of us have kids in that age between 18 and 25. He got his license and he's very excited that he wants to drive. He got in the car, and that was the last time his parents saw him. He passed away in a car accident. The point is, ya akhwan, do not be fooled by your age or by your health or by your wealth. Any second, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. The angel of death is just waiting to get the order, and then he will take my life and yours. I ask Allah with the best of his names to make our last deeds our best deeds. I ask Allah with the best of his names to make our last words, La ilaha illallah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم بارك لنا في أوقاتنا. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا. اللهم بارك لنا في مالنا. اللهم بارك لنا في كل ما رزقتنا يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please brothers, fill up all the spaces foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. If you see a space in front of you, please fill it up. Brothers in the back rooms and in the back, come to the main hall please. جزاكم الله خير, بارك الله فيكم. Heels on the line, foot to foot. Please come forward.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. لا إله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just few announcement. Brother Bayan Abdu Khalifa passed away, subhanAllah, suddenly yesterday and his family is suffering a lot. So please keep him in your dua. The brother that just announced, the young man, 20 years old, he's our brother Riyadh's the board member. He's his nephew. Also keep him in your dua, inshallah. And our brother Karam al-Haq from Medina Villas, his brother-in-law also passed away in Bangladesh due to cancer. إِنَّا لِلَّهُ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم أدخلهم الجنة اللهم أدخلهم الجنة اللهم أدخلهم الفردوس الأعلى وقهم عذاب النار وقهم عذاب القبر وارزق أهلهم الصبر والسلوان آمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين